Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on to get us, to get us.
Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Best of Social Media Podcast 2016. We're starting off this year by giving you guys the best of last year, so please stick around.
So, I think that social media kind of brings out the ugly in people. Not ugly as in like physical features, but the ugly as in people will do crazy things on social media for either attention. They'll do it to get back at a boyfriend or at a girlfriend. Most recently in social media news. And like, okay, so in celebrities will use social media to be like really vague towards their fans, and then fans run with it, and then we don't know what it means. And I remember when Beyonce first got her, she had like Tumblr and things like that, but then once she got Instagram, I was so excited because you guys know that I love Beyonce, and it's nice because she doesn't post that much. So when she does, everybody like freaks out, and she'll post like 3 or 4 or 5 pictures at one time, and then we won't hear from her for like 2 weeks, and we're like, give us more, like, you know. And so, and but then there are some celebrities that will post things, and I mean, like, we have the DeAndre Jordans, we have the Kelly Cuoco's and things like that, who will post things, and we're like, wait, what? Or they'll post things on accident, and it's really fun. And like I said, I love social media news, social media news, especially when it involves celebrities, because I think it's funny, and I think that it makes them more human, it makes them more tangible, it makes them like, it kind of, not in a good or bad way, it just kind of brings them down to earth, because then we realize like they make dumb decisions too, or they do things that we do, and that they're not like some like demigod type figures. We also wanted to talk about some other things, and there are, so with social media, sometimes we find out things about others that we don't necessarily want to know. And yeah, then there's also times where you know, just decisions that are made where people will post things and it's like, okay, you shouldn't have posted that. Or, mm-hmm, you know, you'll see people get into like arguments on Twitter or like, yeah, Facebook, especially
their rants,
through the comments,
all that kind of stuff.
And they'll just get into a little,
and I get so intrigued. I will sit there and watch the whole argument play out. Oh my. On Twitter. It's like, if you're on my timeline having an argument or just some kind of drama, I'm watching.
Well, I mean, and you do open yourself up for that because it is a public forum. Yeah. So when you do post, you take the chance that people are actually going to pay attention,
and it's
going to
get
all up in here. Right. And so this actually, though, this man discovered, well, found out, excuse me, that his ex-girlfriend was pregnant, and it wasn't because of anything that she posted, and it wasn't due to like an ultrasound picture or somebody calling him or anything like that. It actually had, he found out by accident through Google Play. Now, it's kind of funny because you're probably wondering like, okay, how does somebody find out that another person is pregnant through, mm-hmm, Google Play? Because at first when I was reading up on this, I was like, oh, did he get like an alert or something? Because you know how like you can sync calendars, mm-hmm, and things like that in between phones and like tablets and things like that. So I was like, oh, did she maybe forget that their calendars were still linked and added to her calendar, or that she had a follow-up appointment or baby shower, something, you know?
Yeah.
I was wondering how in the world Google Play can notify somebody else that you're pregnant. And it's actually because when you go on Google Play to download a new app and things like that, it will show you on a lot of them the app card. So like, we'll just call it card, like, you know, mm-hmm, like when you click it to go into the app and read up what it's about, it will also tell you on Google Play if
to
somebody
rate the app.
Yeah, if somebody has rated an app or has
like recently downloaded it.
Yeah.
And things like that. So when he opened up Google Play, it was like one of the suggestions.
And he saw that his girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend, right, has rated the pregnancy app.
Yes. And so it was.
Why do you rate a pregnancy app? Unless you used it, unless you were pregnant for something.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
and you're like verifying it actually works.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that, yeah.
There's a lot of times like, because a lot of, yeah, and you have to, I feel from my personal experience, you have to really enjoy the app because you know how apps will ask you to rate them all the time. Mm-hmm. I always push like ignore, cancel, or no. Yeah. And so to actually take the time out of your day to rate the app, you must enjoy it.
It must have really worked for you. Yeah. Yeah. It was effective.
Yeah.
It was very effective.
So this man did find this out through Google Play, and Google is now, of course, looking into it and trying to figure out how to stop certain things like that, because there have also been complaints of like privacy issues with that.
Yeah.
Because if somebody is like in your circle, like your Google circle, mm-hmm, it'll track. And like that's why it was kind of like up there with some of like the suggestions,
yeah,
for him.
Because Google has quoted, well, they said that just by downloading and rating apps, you don't necessarily mean for that information to be shared, but right, it is. And that just pretty much means like anybody with like probably you're saying anybody within your circle, like if you like something and you rated it, next thing you know, it's going to pop up on my page being like, hey, yeah, this person liked it. Do you want to try it type of situation?
And that's weird.
And you don't need to do that for every situation all the time. Like it doesn't always need to be an advertisement, Google. And that was how the downfall here with certain type of apps, there should be privacy and disclosures that let you know, like, hey, you click a certain section saying, would, yeah, you like your friends to know that you like this app? Yes or no? And if,
or
I
you
click
downloaded
no,
something, depending on it, like,
people should not know my downloads.
Yeah. And all
I
my
didn't
business.
Ask you to know that information.
It
all
sucks because every single thing we do on our phone, it's, mm-hmm, like we can't even trust our phone because our information is always going somewhere.
Yeah.
But if, right, something as personal as like certain her apps, ex finding out about her pregnancy, I don't know.
Yeah, because
that really
she
sucks.
He then asked her if she was pregnant, mm-hmm, and she confirmed that it was true.
Right.
So, and then this story doesn't say if it is his baby,
right,
but all that stuff. Because
that's what I was thinking. I was, yeah, like, da-da-da, da-da.
Yeah.
I was,
dun,
like, dun, dun. Yeah, I was just,
you
like,
are the father.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. That's what I was waiting for. But yeah, right, it doesn't tell us that. It just is literally just about Google. And I wish we can more know more.
See, because now
more
we want to know
him
more. Yeah. And things like that. How far along is she? When did they break up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Juice. Did she rate this app while they were still together?
Ooh, where is the baby now? How healthy is the baby?
Yeah.
How old is the baby?
Does he want to be in the baby's life?
Wow.
This happened in London, so.
So we'll
sure,
never know here
get
in the
this
States.
Report. Yeah.
So, like I said, so of course, and I think we always talk about this, like everything that you post and like, link, anything will always be there to follow you.
This has been the Golden State Media Concepts Best of Social Media podcast. Stick around for more Best of Social Media.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we are hashtag Pauliano.
Pauliano.
Which we didn't say in the beginning, so let's get that out of the way.
Yeah.
But Drake responded. Well, actually, I don't know if you can call this a response. It's an interesting thing because I remember when the Joe Budden diss track came out for Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, well, not everyone, some people were like, what is he so amped up about, you know?
Right.
Because do you remember the story was Joe Budden reviewed Views from the Six, Drake's latest album, mm-hmm, on Joe Budden's podcast, and he was critiquing it, And it was a little harsh, but I don't think it was anything like unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he all of a sudden makes a diss track, you know, talking about Drake saying, all of a sudden you're sensitive and all these things, you know.
Right.
And a lot of people were like, what are you talking about? You know, he didn't like it, but he didn't say too much about it. But the reason was because of this, you know, this diss that just came out from Drake. Mm-hmm. Because this verse was written before Joe Budden's was.
Oh, okay.
So we hadn't heard it, but Joe Budden heard it. And that's why he was responding to something that we hadn't heard yet. So, like, if this had come out chronologically the way it was, I don't know about supposed to, but the way it, you know.
yeah.
Then it would have made more sense. So it came out, it was actually on French Montana's latest album.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
like
a song.
I like French Montana.
I kind of like French Montana. And
I
it was
like
called
his voice.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I like Mark. Well, we'll get into that. But No Shopping featuring Drake. And that was the one where he disses Joe Budden, and it's like, okay, but I've heard a lot better diss tracks from a lot of people, including Drake. And I was even looking up some reviews on the diss track,
mm-hmm.
and people were like, yeah, I mean, it was all right. Like, if I had to kind of rate it, you just heard it.
Yeah.
Didn't I play for you the Joe Budden track?
You did. Maybe I heard part of it.
Maybe I'll play it for you again, but I think Joe Budden's was better.
Well.
And longer. Like, it was, you know.
But if this was supposed to come out before the Joe Budden diss track.
No, Joe Budden heard this one and then responded.
Okay, got it.
We just hadn't had it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So Joe Budden was responding to this verse, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I get it. So, well, I mean, Drake, I think he's probably going to drop something else tonight. Like, you know how he likes to do stuff like double tap.
Does he, though? I don't know. I mean, again, I'm going to have to stick to what we were talking about the last time, which was like Drake, he is good with diss tracks and everything, but Joe Budden is one of those kind of tried true lyricists. Like, he may mm-hmm. not be. I agree with what someone said, that the reason why Drake is so much bigger than Joe Budden is because he's a better like songwriter. He's a better musician, and his music, you know, it's his songs are hits, and like people, they're catchy and the radio plays them.
Yeah.
But like bar for bar, though, if you listen to Joe Budden's albums, considering at the end of the day, these are rappers,
mm-hmm.
Joe Budden can rap, you know? So I don't think, like, a lot of people have that kind of perception of like, oh, Drake's about to eat yet another rapper. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think Joe Budden's actually, I don't think he's exactly like Lunch. You know, he's,
right.
you know
yeah.
what I mean? He's got his own little piece of legacy. He's a serious, serious rapper, you know, backed by other serious rappers. I don't expect it to be like a Slaughter on either side.
Right.
But I wonder how far this is going to go. Because I have a weird feeling, and I don't know why. I don't think Drake's going to pursue it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to continue.
Yeah. Probably not.
And if he doesn't, Joe Budden won't either, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because
he's going to, like, quietly die down.
Well, but also Joe Budden, if you've ever watched interviews or things of him, because I've liked him for, I don't know, how many years now.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems to be somewhat sensible. Like, he's one of those people that are like, all right, well, if you don't mess with me, I won't mess with you.
Yeah.
But he heard this verse. That's why he responded.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
We hadn't got it, but he got it.
So that's kind of like what started it.
Right. And he put out two diss tracks, and they were long. He has content. He mm-hmm. raps, mm-hmm. you know? Drake put out a verse, and it was like an okay verse. Back to Back was killer. Charged
oh, I
Up
loved
was killer.
Back to Back.
You know, those were mm-hmm. really good diss tracks from Drake, but this one was kind of okay.
Right.
In my opinion, anyway.
It didn't do it for you.
It did. It wasn't that great. Mm-hmm. I mean, you heard it. Like, you've heard better Drake.
Yeah, I have. I'm like, whatever when it comes to Drake. I mean, I like him. I didn't listen to the entire Views album. I just
Me neither,
listened
but,
to like four songs.
But that's because Views, my opinion, wasn't his best album. That's what Joe Budden was saying. Like, when he originally critiqued it,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't anything unfair. It wasn't like, this is garbage.
Right.
He was saying, it's...
This is not the best Drake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think the best Drake is the... what was that album? Nothing Was the Same.
Ooh,
the one before All Summer
yeah,
16.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. And I still listen to that album like cover to cover
mm-hmm.
all the time. Just the other day, I think, too.
Right.
But the other albums are like all
right. Right.
My first story has to do with the most expensive in-app purchase ever. Now, when you're like a kid or even as an adult, you got to be very, very careful when you're on these apps, because sometimes the app itself to download it will be free, but then parts of the app, in order to play, you have to buy things. So like it could be buying coins or extra lives or I don't know, just different features to unlock a level is sometimes for some apps an in-game purchase. And they range from a variety of different prices. They could be 99 cents, $10 for 10,000 coins, whatever. And typically, like, I like to pride myself in not giving in to buying in-game purchases. But then sometimes I do. I think I did do it on Blossom Blast because I really needed an extra life and I really couldn't take it any longer. And I just was like, it's just 99 cents. But you have to be very careful because it can rack up. But there is an app called Vero. Now, Vero is an app where if you're unfamiliar with it, it's a social media app, okay, but it's, so it's not a game, but sometimes people will sell stuff on here. And so the biggest in-app purchase ever using Apple Pay was for $1 million. Now, if you're thinking like, oh my gosh, what could you have bought for $1 million? At first, when I first heard of this story, I was like, oh my gosh, this has to be on accident. Somebody's kid probably got their phone and just kept tapping away or something. Like, there has to be a mistake, right? Like, who is going to spend $1 million in an app for something? But it wasn't just for lives or anything. It was actually for a 1964 Aston Martin DB5, and it's was bought by a car enthusiast, and this is the same kind of car that James Bond drives in Skyfall. And this model that he purchased was completely restored. It's a beautiful, beautiful car. And the buyer is anonymous, so he's right now still anonymous. We don't know who he is, but he bought it from the Coys of Kensington, a British car auction house. And so the buyer, and this is from the CEO himself, was overjoyed to see the car of his dreams and didn't want to lose it. He was keen to quickly getting in front of the queue. So a few days later, he hit the buy now button on Vero to guarantee the purchase, leaving two other collectors disappointed. So there was two other people who did want to, you know, auction and bid for that car, but he just went away and swiped it with the buy now. So with $1 million purchases. So then once I heard the rest of the story, it kind of made sense. I mean, I don't have $1 million to just be buying anything, actually. But if you do have the money and it's a collector, like if you are a car collector and, you know, to know that it's a restored version of a car that was on James Bond, I actually thought it was really, really cool. And you can take a look at the car on their Instagram as well to see exactly what it is. And it's Coys 1919. That's COYS 1919. It's a very, very beautiful car. It's the first and largest ever Apple Pay transaction. So that's pretty cool too. But it's a beautiful car. And so it makes it kind of worth it, I guess. At least it wasn't just for some extra lives or an extra boost on Blossom Blast or something like that. So I was like, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Best of Social Media podcast. Please stay tuned for more social media.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be.
Welcome back to the Social Media News Podcast. I am Pauline, and it feels weird doing the shows by myself, but it's kind of a lot of fun because it's been interesting doing them by myself. And hopefully soon we'll have some other people joining me. But anyways, another... Now, I don't necessarily like always talking about the Kardashians and the Jenners because I feel like we always talk about them, right? But they are a really dominating family in the social media forefront. And they use social media in a way that other people notice and other people mimic because they see the success that they have made for themselves through social media and how they have utilized social media to build their brands, to build their family, to build their empire, to build their wealth. So it's only right that at least every once in a while we talk about them, right? And so the youngest of the group, the Kardashian family, her name is Kylie. And Kylie, if you don't know, she's been making really major strides. The one thing that I will give them is that, yeah, they might get their fame through social media and through just being pretty and through what they look like, but they capitalize on it. And I've said this before, is that that's one thing I always think that Mama Chris should teach a class on how, like a workshop on how to capitalize, because she turns anything into money, good, bad, otherwise. So anyways, Kylie has, she's been in the news, like social media news, for quite a variety of reasons. One, because she has like those lip kits, and she has those, I think she also does like eyeliner and eyeshadow. So she's expanding her cosmetics brand, which is really, really smart, duh, because if your lip kits sell out that quickly, why not expand the brand and things like that? And so she has really built, like she's starting to slowly but surely build her own empire for herself. And another reason why she's always in social media news is because her choice in boyfriend. Now, a little quick little rundown if you somehow, some way don't know what's going on, but she's dating Tyga. They supposedly were just friends because at the time when there was some speculation that they were dating, she was underage. Now, you can do whatever you want with your life. So it wasn't until she was like officially 18 that they came out and said, oh, yes, we're dating. And everybody was like, oh, yes, we know. But Tyga has been in the news because supposedly he's had cars getting repossessed, right? So that's kind of weird because he always stunting and he always balling, but then maybe not so much. But on the flip side, he is dating the baby girl of the Kim Kardashian. Well, not Kim Kardashian clan because she's not technically the mother, but she is we could say the starter of the Kardashian Jenner empire. And so baby girl Kylie, no problem for Tyga. She went ahead and bought him a new car, which, I mean, hey, if you got it, you know, if you got it, you got it. And so I would love to be at a place in my life one day where I can just buy a car for my boo because he need it. So anyways, they have been in social media recently. So because of all these different things, like I feel like they're just always in social media. You know, she changed her hair to blonde. People were like, oh my gosh, it's blonde. But, you know, like she always is switching up her look. She's always switching up her hair, which I think is a lot of fun and really cool. So she's like this platinum blonde right now, which is kind of, I kind of dig it. I'm not going to lie. I think it's kind of cute. But anyways, so she posted on Snapchat. The reason why I'm talking about them right now is because on Snapchat, she posted a ginormous, like, okay, so she posted a picture of her hand and it's her left hand and she has this ginormous promise ring on her ring finger. Now, I don't really quite understand the reasoning for promise rings. I just never really understood it. I know that people do that and they are like a big deal. I've heard of, you know, promise rings between couples. I've heard of promise rings between like children and their parents. Which I guess is more appropriate. I don't know. But like, maybe because I've never had a boyfriend give me a promise ring, and I've never felt like I wanted a promise ring from a boyfriend. I just feel like you just get engaged, right? Because like, what are you promising me? Like, you're promising me that one day we're going to get engaged. You're promising me that you love me. You're promising. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, people love them. People do it. People can do whatever they want, like I said. But I personally don't really get what promise rings mean. I guess maybe because nobody's made a promise deep enough to me. I don't know. But home girl Kylie got a promise ring from Tyga, which, one, I was a little bit puzzled because I was like, dude, whose money did you use to buy the promise ring? Because if you can't afford your cars, how you gonna afford these carrots? But perhaps he likes food more. Perhaps he's more of a carrot person than a transportation person. I'm not quite sure. But, you know, whatever. It's not my point. It's not my money that he's spending. It's not me that he's giving the promise ring to. I don't know. Did he ask Kylie for a couple dollars, then use those couple dollars to make her a promise so that he could continue using her dollars? I don't know. I really do not know. And I mean, whatever they do, that's their business, right? Because like I said, she has her own little empire. She could splurge her money however she wants. But anyway, she posted it on Snapchat. I think that the ring is very beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's huge. It looks cute. She loves it. And I guess, I don't know. I don't get promise rings. I don't know what you're promising, but then yeah, I don't know what, maybe he's promising once he gets his money right, he gonna marry her. I don't know.
Thank you for listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Best of Social Media Podcast 2016. If you like what you heard, you can find us on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and goldenstatemediaconcepts.com. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.